Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 18th of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the transformation of the disciples following Christ's resurrection and how the same power can help us carry the torch of testimony to those we know. Will you turn with me in your own Bible to the verses that we've been looking at today? Acts chapter 3, verses 12 to 19. Peter preaches in the temple. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this? And why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy, righteous one and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away." Have you ever found yourself in a spiritual fog? A time when the path is unclear and God seems silent in giving his guidance? The story of Jesus' disciples after his resurrection shows us that Jesus can and will help us to find clarity and purpose, even in the most confusing of times. The journey from confusion to clarity is a common theme in the lives of believers. The disciples really had to grapple with the events of Easter Sunday. Their confusion mirrored our own moments of spiritual fog, where the path ahead is unclear. Yet, just as Jesus opened the scriptures to the disciples, he offers us clarity through his word. Fast forward a few weeks from the resurrection, and Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 3 illustrates a man who was moved from confusion to clarity. His confidence in Christ's resurrection allowed him to speak with authority and extend an invitation to repentance. We too are called to this clarity of faith, to move beyond our doubts and embrace the certainty of God's promises. As we reflect on these verses again today, let's seek God's guidance to understand the depths of his word, allowing it to transform our lives and bring clarity and purpose as his disciples. As you dig deeper into these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. Where in your life are you seeking clarity just now? And how can the example of the disciples' journey from confusion to clarity encourage you in your faith? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals as we think about carrying the torch of testimony.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.